This is Earth Notes, celebrating the harvest. Some of our favorite foods have followed remarkably circuitous paths to reach us. Take the case of Mary Miller garlic. This giant cloved variety dates back at least to the early 19th century. It came from Europe to Oregon, then to Arizona's Verde Valley. This summer, it became a hit among curious shoppers at the weekly Flagstaff Community Farmers Market. David Stutzman of Stutzman Family Gardens in Camp Verde grows and sells this peripatetic plant. He first found it by contacting Jane Miller, owner of an organic poultry farm in Oregon. She had dug it up by accident on her land, cultivated it, then learned that the hot, spicy garlic was definitely a different plant from the much more common and milder-tasting elephant variety. A garlic specialist confirmed that hers had originated in Central Europe. It probably arrived in Oregon sometime in the 19th century and ultimately became part of a big vegetable garden planted by a woman named Mary Miller. She was the aunt of Jane Miller's husband. This hard-necked garlic sends up a flower stalk that reaches David Stutzman's shoulders. The bulbous, dense-flowered head is as strongly flavored as the cloves themselves. It does well at low and higher elevations when it's planted in late summer or early fall for the following year's harvest. Stutzman has found chefs and home cooks keenly interested in his tasty and well-traveled heirloom. And he chuckles when he tells his name for it, the Verde Valley Mystery Garlic. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Arizona Raft Adventures and Southwest Wind Power. I'm Tristan Klum.